This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel and Sudan agreed on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This makes Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he's happy to have Sudan join the group.
Sudan has great potential on trade and other things. I mean, it could be a very, very successful, wonderful country, and I think it will be. It's been hampered by what's going on in the world.
In a joint statement, Israel and Sudan say they plan to begin by opening economic and trade relations, with an initial focus on agriculture. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a virus surge. AP Charles de Ledesma reports.
A helicopter rises into a blue sky, carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit, the first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez publicly appeals pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Nigerian president's office says many lives have been lost in days of unrest, as the government says peaceful protests over police abuses were hijacked by thugs. But authorities barely acknowledge reports of the military killing at least 12 peaceful demonstrators earlier this week. From Washington, this is